Oh, looking good, Al.
Thank you. I've been experimenting with those new volumizing shampoos. Mm-hmm. Now I've got fluff.
Wow. Oh, guess what? I ran into Eileen this morning at the health club. I'm so happy for her.
Happy about what?
You haven't heard the news?
What news?
Nothing. Nothing.
Heidi, come on. Come on. What news?
Al, she's engaged.
What?
I could have heard it wrong.
Oh, boy, engaged. That's happened so fast. Eileen's changed her whole life around, and I've done nothing.
But your hair looks so good.
Does everybody know what time it is?
Tool time!
That's right! Bitford Tools is proud to present Tim the Tool Man Taylor!
Thank you, studio audience, and welcome to Tool Time. I am who I am. I am Tim the Tool Man. Of course, you all know my sister, Al Borland. In today's show, we're going to talk about sharpening tools, because as we all know, a dull tool is a useless tool.
And nobody wants a dull, useless tool. So what do? They just replace it with a more exciting, probably better-looking tool.
Or they sharpen it. This is what Al and I will be doing today, showing you how to sharpen in up with this professional knife sharpening system. Al? Got a minute?
Got the whole rest of my life. It'll just be me all alone with my tools.
I could do worse. Let's start with garden tools, can we? And the simplest way to do that is use a 2-grit whetstone. Al? Huh? What's the matter with you? Are you in that all corn diet again?
To sharpen your garden tool, you want to take the whetstone across the surface of the blade in strong, smooth strokes, following the curve of the blade.
In a former life, Al was a motivational speaker. Let's talk about knives for a minute. These are chef's knives, made out of stainless steel with carbon in them. They're very expensive, so it's good rule of thumb is not use too much pressure when sharpening them. The pressure has to be exact.
Well, what do you know about pressure? You know, I'm almost 40 and I'm still single.
Keep this up, you'll be 40 single and unemployed. As I said, these knives are pricey and you want to pay attention, Al.
I know what I'm doing.
I'm just saying with proper care, these tools can always be a precision cutting instrument. Show everyone. Almost. Well, what's the matter with you?
I just found out Eileen is engaged.
Oh, that's the problem. Oh, I thought you were over her.
I am. But the point is, she's moved on. She's found somebody else. All I've done is switch to a shampoo with jojoba.
What do you expect, a woman to pop out of a Prell bottle? Al, you're a bouncing and behaving guy. Yeah. You just gotta get out more, all right?
Well, I get out. Heck, I'm over at your house twice this week for dinner.
I mean, get out and meet some women. You gotta get back in the saddle.
You're right.
I know I'm right.
What am I waiting for?
What are you waiting for?
Gotta get back in that saddle.
Saddle.
Back on that horse.
On that horse.
Lasso that future Mrs. Borland.
Yippee-yay-yo-kay!
Yeah! Honey, you wanna go out Saturday night? So, when's dinner?
6:15. Same time it's been every night this week. Al, weren't you supposed to have a date tonight?
Well, it wasn't really a date. This lady selling Amway said she might call back.
Wow. Shouldn't you be home waiting for the call?
No, I gave her this number. And if she doesn't call back, well, that's all right, too. Because I'm here with the people I love and people who love me.
Borland, you still here?
Boys, dinner's here! So, chicken, huh? Oh, you always forget the moist towelettes.
Do I? Where is my mind?
Not to worry. I got some emergency towelettes in the car.
Emergency towelettes. And he can't get a date.
Chicken. Oh, no. You know how much Al likes chicken?
Al likes anything. Look, just hide the drumsticks so we don't all starve.
Tim, this is ridiculous. He can't just spend all of his free time here. I've got a paper due Friday. I can't get any work done.
He's driving us nuts. He keeps following me around, asking me how I meet women.
Amazing. A grown man as desperate as Mark.
Got to find him a woman.
Well, if Al wants to meet people, why doesn't he go on the internet?
He tried that. He ended up having coffee with a 60-year-old stripper named Vince.
Got the towelettes! I also found some packets of hot sauce in case tomorrow night we go south of the border.
It's not that we don't love you coming over here for dinner night after night after night.
After night?
But I was thinking that maybe, I don't know, you could go out into the dating world again. I mean, have you ever considered going to, like, a singles bar?
Oh, I tried that once. I spent the whole night alone at the bar building a fort out of swizzle sticks.
Well, Al, you can't go to a singles bar by yourself. You know, you need to take a friend with you. That way you feel more relaxed and confident.
Well, I don't have any single friends.
What about Wilson?
How about Benny?
No. We want to attract women, not repel them.
Well, okay, then just take a married friend. Take Tim.
Excuse me?
Yeah, Tim would be willing to go bar hopping with you tonight.
I would?
Yeah.
That's great! All right!
Hey, hold on a minute. Excuse me a second. Back the open marriage mobile up, okay? You want me to go out and look for women?
Well, either that or we could just have Al here for dinner every night for the rest of our lives.
Dad, if you love your family, you'll go to the singles bar, cruise for chicks.
Tim, you gotta hurry up and get to the bar before all the good women are taken.
Okay.
Aren't you the least bit worried that some woman might fall for me?
No. You're only going to be there long enough for Al to meet somebody. That's not long enough for anybody to fall for it. Are you going to wear this tie?
What's the matter with this tie?
Well, it's fine for business, but it's no good if you want to get some action.
I'm not looking to get any action.
I know, but Al isn't. You're supposed to be part of a team. You know, you got to go upstairs and change your pants. You know, you should wear those black jeans.
The tight ones?
Oh, yeah. You gotta show off that butt, you know?
Why would I want to show off my butt?
For Al!
You know, I'm beginning to think that going after another woman wouldn't be that bad of an idea.
Oh, yeah? Oh, yeah, well, okay, you don't trust me. We'll just go get a totally objective opinion, okay?
Okay, Tim, spin for your neighbor one more time.
So, what do you think? He's going out tonight. I want him to look good.
She says I should wear tighter pants for Al. I say I look fine. What do you say?
Well, how does Al like his men to dress?
It's not for Al. It's for the single women they're hoping to pick up at the singles bar tonight.
Oh, silly me. How could I have missed that?
Yeah. No, it's not as bad as it sounds.
Well, I certainly hope not.
Al's been really lonely lately. He's been hanging around our house way too much. So I volunteered Tim to go with him to a singles bar for moral support.
I think this is ridiculous.
Well, Tim, there is no sacrifice too great to make for a friend. In the words of the very famous wise men KC and the Sunshine Band, shake your booty.
You didn't say it's not your booty.
Actually, Tim, I've gone to far greater lengths to help out a friend. I remember when I was in Japan, my old flame Miyoshi was too ill to attend a cooking contest. So I donned her kimono, applied a light blush, and submitted her spinach wasabi rice cakes to the judge.
So for a friend, you dressed up as a woman?
Oh, absolutely. I walked away with first prize. And a marriage proposal from the vice president of Toyota.
See my point.
What?
Well, I want you to go upstairs and stuff yourself into those jeans, and then we're gonna talk about some pickup lines.
I can use the same pickup line I used on you.
I don't think she's really gonna like, sorry I hurled on your shoe.
Look at this place. It's so hip and happening. What am I doing here?
Same thing every other guy's doing here. Trying to find a nice, decent woman in a meat market.
All the women are so beautiful. What are they gonna want with me?
I don't know. Why don't you ask those two girls over there looking at you?
With me.
You don't need me. You're a celebrity.
Hi.
Tim, I believe you had something to say.
Hi.
Yeah, that was it. Hi.
I'm Kathy. I'm Donna. And you would be.
Good one, huh? You were obviously from out of town.
No, actually, we've lived in Detroit all our lives.
Oh, well, have you seen a show called Tool Time?
No. What is it?
It's a very popular television show.
Oh, really? Cool. Wow.
And I'm the star.
Wow. Wow, that's very cool.
Yeah. Anywho, where was I?
Sheboygan.
Sheboygan, yeah! The autographed hounds would not give me a moment's peace.
Oh, wow. It must be wonderful to work with a star of Al's magnitude. What do you do on the show?
He assists me.
Actually, I just stand around and he takes shots at my grossly overweight mother.
I've always had a thing for sidekicks.
Something salty?
But I think you're cute enough to be the star.
We gotta go. Al, you get that beard moosed at 5 a.m.
What are you talking about?
We don't want to be late for Jill. Jill's my boss.
Oh, you know what? I gotta get going anyway.
Well, Tim, you know, if you feel like hanging out a little longer, then I could always just drive you to work in the morning.
What kind of car do you got?
Tim.
Morning? No, then you would...
Well, it was really great meeting you guys. Yeah. Maybe we can get together again?
Hey, who knows? In the future, down the line, our paths may cross.
How about tomorrow night?
We'd love to!
That's great! Then the four of us
us have a date right here at 8 o'clock.
Oh, I can't wait.
Well, don't worry about the drinks. They're on me.
Thanks.
Bye.
Bye.
What are you thinking about? You got me into a date.
Well, I wanted to see Kathy again, and I didn't want Donna to feel left out. And you were so cold to her, she probably thinks you're not even interested.
I'm not interested. I'm married, you idiot.
Well, that's no excuse for bad manners.
Let's talk about bad manners. Lying for 2 hours saying you hosted Tool Time?
Okay, well, I did, but I can clear all that up tomorrow night on our date.
Perfect. While you're clearing that up, you can clear up why I'm not going to be there.
No, you have to come with me. You just fly with me one more time. You're my co-pilot.
I'm not going to spend the night here with a beautiful woman who worships the ground I stand on. I'm going to spend the night with my wife.
Hey, Dad, y'all ready for your big date tonight?
It's not a date. I'm actually breaking up with her tonight.
Already? That was a short romance.
There was never a romance. There never will be a romance.
Well, not with that attitude.
Fellas, the only reason I'm going down there tonight is because I don't trust Al to tell that woman that I'm married.
Maybe it's just me, but shouldn't you have told her you were married on the first date? You're supposed to be our role model.
Why are you wearing that?
For the date I'm going on.
You can't wear that.
If these pants were any tighter, my navel would be under my Adam's apple.
No, I want you to wear looser pants. I mean, you look way too sexy.
I thought you wanted me to look sexy.
To pick up a woman, not break up with one.
So I dress like a slob?
Yeah, just dress the way you normally do the rest of the time.
Oh, Kathy, what is it like working for a company that manufactures spools?
It's great.
Really? Where do you learn about spools? Spool school?
I'm going to tell her the truth right now.
And then you go to graduate spool?
Just wait till I make another date with Kathy.
So, Tim, how do you feel about marriage?
Hate it.
Wow, how about kids?
Had a vasectomy.
Really? That's terrific.
Well, it's not as much fun as it sounds.
I have always felt that marriage was very confining, and the kids, they greatly take away from the raw power of the sexual experience.
Have you noticed the mustard stain on these chinos?
I'm not looking at the mustard, Tim. I'm looking at the buns.
Hello! I have to go to the little mechanics room. Al, you want to join me?
Huh?
Go change our oil.
Huh?
Flush our coolants.
What?
Pee. This charade's got to stop.
What?
We've got to tell those women the truth about us.
Let's just wait till after the shrimp cocktail.
I'm just tired of this lying, you know? I hate her touching me. I can't pretend to be something that I'm not.
Perfect timing. Look, the shrimp cocktail just arrived.
Hey, before we eat...
Hey, Tim, look! Tiger prawns!
Before we eat, I want to make a confession.
You're not really on TV, are you?
No, we are, but Tim is actually the star.
Yeah, they call me the Tool Man.
Oh, I bet they do.
They call me the Married Tool Man.
Oh, man!
But it's not his fault.
No.
You see, I was recovering from a breakup, and I was feeling very uneasy about dating again, so I asked Tim to...
Deceive my best friend, and you lied to me.
Well, I hope this doesn't affect our future.
It can't, because there is no future.
Just checking.
So does your wife know you're at a singles bar?
Actually, it was her idea.
Oh, you showbiz people are sick.
I hate the single life.
Well, this singles thing is a lot tougher than I thought. I should never have lied to her.
No, you shouldn't have lied to her. But she liked you for a while.
She did, didn't she?
It was a good first step.
And if it wasn't for you, I wouldn't have been here to take that. Thanks to you, Tim, I've gained my confidence back. And I learned something about spools.
You don't need me to find women. You're... Check out 3 o'clock. No, 3 o'clock.
Excuse me? Excuse me. Hi, I'm Al Borland, and I would like to buy you a drink.
Oh, I don't drink. Mostly I just sit here building forts out of swizzle sticks.
Hello again. I'm Richard. Do you like jazz?
Not to worry, I've got emergency toilets in my car.
Emergency toilets? I can't get toilets.
What's the matter with you? You just got me, you know.